It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
I got to turn it down just a little bit because we're pegging. So
it's our monthly podcast.
Yeah, it's supposed to be weekly. I don't know what happened, but it's but we're going to record now before I have to leave again. So
for 3 freaking weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, we should have done like 2 or 3 all week long, stored them up, and then we would have had them to go while I was gone.
If I didn't have a full-time job, that would have been a great idea.
Ah, yeah.
It was a busy week. Like, this week just flew. I've been meaning to practice putting my paddleboard on my car with the paddleboard holder thingies, the racks, as they call them. And finally, Friday, it was a whole week after I got them.
Well, you got them for your birthday.
Yes.
People that don't know, because they may know Facebook, podcast listeners don't know, July 27th was your birthday.
727, yo.
And for your birthday, what did your man get you?
My man got me a stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful. And then my coworkers got me a life vest and a rack.
Mm-hmm.
So I got everything. The only thing I had to buy was the paddle. And that came today.
And it's not pink, and your board's not pink.
No, because
and all
I
your
needed...
coworkers are worried that you're something's wrong. Are you losing your pink love?
No.
Your pink fetish? Your what?
No,
what?
I love pink, but I was looking for more of the functionality rather than the color.
So it doesn't matter about the color anymore?
Not for the paddleboard life.
But you still have the same love for other things pink, like the pink mug that you're having and all the pink stuff that is now in this room that started.
I haven't even decorated.
That started out as the Remasculate. This was the Remasculate podcast area. And then you started doing your podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And all this pink stuff started showing up. All the girls started giving you stuff and you started decorating the.
You gave me all of this stuff.
Well, I didn't know it was going to go
in. It was for my cubicle back in the day.
Oh, that's where some of this stuff's from.
Right.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So I'm going to be catching crap for anybody that's probably watching this live. Is going to go, that's real.
Yeah, so we're streaming live on Facebook.
So if you listen to this on the podcast, you can go back and find it on my Facebook page.
Yeah. And I shared it, so hopefully it's on mine too.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
So anybody watching this, or if you're watching it now on Facebook Live, share the link to watch the video, and maybe it'll help bring more people to the Wrinkled Sheets podcast.
And this is a big day for you. It's your first day out of Facebook jail after 30 days.
Oh, well, I was in Facebook jail for 30 days. I was out for 2 days. And then back in for another 30 days. So people today have been like, where have you been? We haven't seen you in months. And that's where I've been. They locked me away. Facebook jail changes a man.
You're ridiculous. I didn't realize when you're in Facebook jail, you can see, you get notifications, but you just can't respond. So you just said... Never mind.
Yeah, I didn't go to. I haven't been on Facebook for 28 days until was it day before yesterday when you said, "Can you check this or something?" And I showed you that I can't like things. I can't. So why go over and look? And I've got like so many emails from people saying, "Where are you? We miss you. I liked this bit," or they put something on my page. And why haven't you responded
when
to what
Steve
I put on
When is getting
your-
out of jail? You don't understand. There were strangers coming up to me in the middle of the Facebook street going, "When's Steve out of jail?" And I was like, "Who are you, lady?"
I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, and I have 26,000 followers on just on my page. But Facebook blocks all my pages. So the
Steve and Janet Try stuff.
Yeah.
You're the only one that has access to that. So we couldn't post to that.
I got to change that one. I'll change that.
Yeah. Will you please give your wife access?
Yeah. I don't even know the password. I couldn't even sign in today to my Facebook because I couldn't remember I had to ask for a reset. But yeah, so all the Liberal Larry pages, all the Tucker the Trucker, all those that have their own followers are people that I, you know, like they're going, "Where are you? Where haven't seen you?
What are you doing?" Yeah. Well, you're back for maybe a day or two before.
Well, let me tell you this point of it. So I was on for maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Five minutes. Because first thing I did, as soon as I realized I could get on, I posted the new Liberal Larry video.
Right.
And then I went over to my account and started checking stuff. And it wasn't loading. The pages weren't loading. The pictures weren't loading. And I thought, are you kidding me? 5 minutes? I've been on...
And you're already having issues? What was up?
It was... I don't know. I really don't know. But some of my pages weren't loading. And I thought, oh my God, they've already blocked me again. Somebody's waiting and, you know, boom.
Liberal Larry's active.
Boom.
Report.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. And... But then I closed out Facebook and closed out Manager and then restarted the programs, and it worked.
It caught up.
So I thought for a split second, are you hitting me? This is going to be 5 minutes out of jail. Mm-hmm. And I even posted immediately. I said, if this makes it through, follow me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, because I'm kind of fed up with Facebook. Like,
right.
If they block me again, I'm pretty sure they're going to start trying to, like, ban me completely. Because they always give you those warnings, like, if this happens too many times, you will be removed from...
So the moral of the story, people should be following you on the Twitter, on the Instagram.
On the Twitter? On the Twitter?
The weird thing is that Instagram is owned by Facebook, yeah?
Yeah, but they still can get
they're
on
very
it.
Separate.
Yeah.
Very so, separate.
And the same thing, they should be following you on those things, too. You're all Pink Barb, right? On all everything?
Well, on Instagram, I'm now Parker Princess Parker. No, Princess of Parker, CO.
Princess of Parker, CO.
For Colorado.
Yeah. And didn't you also get Princess of Parker?
On Instagram, but I'm not using that.
Okay. All right.
I just locked it down so no one else can have it.
Oh, good plan. Good plan.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, you're
That was my birthday present to myself.
At Pink Barb.
Yes.
Pink Barb 27.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that we got that all set up and out of the way and the videos are up and apparently nobody's turned me in yet, please, people, do not just don't.
You know it's none of your friends. It's someone trolling.
Oh, I know. And I here's what I'm going to do, too, for people that are listening and watching. I'm not going to share my stuff anymore because I think that's part of what got me in trouble is I shared my stuff to other groups that I thought were my friends, you know, like just other groups. And I think people in those groups are like,
there's some trolls.
Yeah, they don't belong here. Yeah, there's trolls. So I need people, if you like my stuff, I need you to share it so they're not. I'm not in the lens, the scope to be shot down again.
Right.
So there.
There we go. So we're back at a podcast. You're on Facebook, which kind of distracted you today. Being the day before you go on a 3-week journey. You're getting the deer in the headlight. Am I annoying you with this?
No, because I was
there were a lot of things that you needed to get done today, but no, you got distracted by Facebook.
No, that didn't. No, that's
you
not what.
You said it
no,
did.
No, I didn't say that distracted me. I said I was doing that. Mm-hmm. What really got me distracted was talking to the accountant that says you have to get this done by a certain date. And that put me into, I need to get this done before I leave town. That's what put me into. I had this planned out. I was going to do this at this time, and I was going to pack, and I was going to, you know. So that's what actually was the distraction, the unplanned distraction.
Got it. Adulting.
Adulting. I hate adulting. You say that all the time. I hate adulting.
I really do, because like I just want to like go to work, do my job, and then come home and chill. But there's always adult stuff that has to be done.
Like what?
Like you got to balance the checkbook. You got to pay the bills. You got to deal with family drama. You got to do the laundry. You got to come home and clean. You got to like there's not a day off for Janet.
No.
I need to like get the flu. Because then you're kind
of
like.
You need to just live by the Tao of Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my gosh, we can totally
do nothing, and sometimes the best something happens.
Oh my gosh, we went and saw Christopher Robin, the movie. And I think it comes out today, August 3rd. I haven't seen a Disney movie in a while that made me feel, well, I don't know if I've ever seen a Disney movie that made me feel this way, but like during the movie, I just kept looking at you and just going like, oh, my heart was smiling the entire time. And I was never a big Winnie the Pooh fan.
Well, I'm not one of those people. You hadn't seen the original, right?
No. Oh gosh, no.
So
I saw like cartoons, but I may buy that DVD.
Well, it hit you because of the adulting thing we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because the main character, he's so involved in
getting
his work.
Getting serious about life.
Yeah, that he's lost track of his childhood. And that's what Pooh and Tigger and Piglet and all of them kind of come back to help him find.
But Winnie the Pooh.
Your childhood.
Is the ultimate star of the show.
Oh, yeah.
My heart, like, just talking about it, it's like, like, I swear, I'm like the Grinch. Look at me. I'm like the Grinch in the big green coat.
Yes, she is.
But my heart like grows like two sizes bigger when I think about it. And I'm not the Grinch, but.
To get where you're going, I just walk away from where I've been.
Oh my gosh. There's so many Pooh-isms. And I didn't realize, because we have a cat named Pooh Bear.
Yeah. And she brought the cat into the relationship. I've never been a big cat owner. I had one when I was a kid, and that was it.
And then you made me get a second one.
But she brought in Pooh, and she's like, why can't you get it right? It's not a boy. Because I always go, she goes, no, it's a girl. No, it's a girl. You finally figured out in the movie, Pooh is a boy.
That's what confused me. I've always known Pooh is a boy, but that's not what Pooh Bear's named after. I used to, back in college, right before I adopted Pooh Bear from the side of the road, I would call my friends like Kelly Pooh and like Janie Bear and stuff like that. And so I was like, well, that would just make sense. Let's name him Pooh Bear. And then we were watching Legally Blonde last night, and Elle Woods, who's played by Reese Witherspoon, her ex-boyfriend's nickname for her was Pooh Bear. And I was like, holy crap, was that total subconscious.
Because that's one of your favorite movies, is Legally Blonde.
Yes. And it had been a while since I saw it.
So maybe that had gotten into your head.
It was on the channel that typically has Friends at bedtime. But when I went to that channel, it was Legally Blonde. And I'm like, I didn't choose it. It chose me. So we watched the last half hour of it, which is the best. I love that.
Because she wins the trial.
Because of her knowledge of hair products.
Wait! If you got a perm this afternoon, what is the rule about getting a perm?
You can't get it wet for 24 hours.
That's right. And you said you were in the shower. So she killed him. Oh, God. And then the little dog jumped out of the purse like it was all excited.
I know. She just needed it to be a teacup poodle rather than a chihuahua.
And now they're talking about making Legally Blonde 3. And what is she going to be, 50?
It's her daughter. No. Wow. She's like my age, yo.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. I thought that
Reese Witherspoon's going to come and hit you alongside the head with her sweet tea.
I thought, wasn't that first one back in like 2000, 2001 or something?
Yeah, it's been a long time. The class of 2002. Well, no, 2004, because I graduated the same year from college.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, I know.
I know.
You're so Phoebe. Yeah, I know, right?
Damn it. I got to work on my Rachel. Anyway, so our cat's name is Pooh Bear. And, Christopher Robin. Great movie. Like, four thumbs up.
You only have two.
I know. I was multiplying it times two. But it was so, so good. And then before that, we went and saw the Mission Impossible movie, which I'm not a big fan. I don't know that I've seen, like, any of the other ones.
At all?
I don't think so. Unless you took me and I don't remember.
I don't remember. Because if I say I did, and you'll go, no, I didn't. That must have been somebody else.
No, I would totally be like, oh, yeah, we must have.
We have gone to see several Mission Impossible.
We've got to see so many movies that I am just like, it's kind of like concerts at this point in my life. Like, I'm like, hey, yeah, I have seen that person five times. And it's not even someone in my top five. But, oh, yeah, I have seen that person quite a few times.
You will go over and over to a concert where I won't always do that. Somebody asked me the other day about Elvis Costello, because he had cancer surgery. And I had said that he was one of the few people that I have paid for to see several times.
Mm-hmm.
And the others would only be Neil Young, I paid to see several times, and Jackson Browne, I've paid to see several times. And Tom Petty, that'd be the other one. Tom Petty, I've paid several times. But there's others that I will go see, you know, like at the Grizzly Rose. Like, yeah, let's go down.
Mark Chestnut.
Yeah. There's people like that. I'll go see Tracy Lawrence, Travis Tritt, I've seen, you know, several mm-hmm. times.
They're but, like your Miranda.
But no, I won't follow them like you will. I won't. Oh, they're in Cheyenne. I'm driving up.
I will. I'm over that. That I have hit the point in my life where driving to Cheyenne. Eric Church was in Cheyenne last Wednesday.
And you didn't go.
I was in bed by 8.
I thought you were protesting the fact that he was talking bad about the NRA.
Okay. Just because Miranda Lambert or Eric Church states something that I don't agree with doesn't mean I'm going to stop being a freaking fan.
Okay.
Guess what? I love pink.
Uh-huh.
You love blue.
Uh-huh.
I still love you for having an opinion that's different than mine.
Yeah, but that opinion won't change a culture in the country.
And Eric Church's opinion is not going to change. It's going to give the left something to be like, hey, look, you're Eric Church guy. But nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's a guy that smokes a lot of weed and sings a lot of great music. And he performed at Root, the Las Vegas thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's affected by that. And I don't blame him for having an opinion that's anti-gun, anti-NRA. He was a part of that whole experience.
But do you think that not you go outside of your head?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think from what he said, though, and what people have been saying and posting, do you think that will hurt some of his ticket sales?
I don't think so.
At all?
You saw Bridgestone.
That was before. I'm talking about, that's why I said get outside your head as a fan.
The massive following of Eric Church that has been there from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
before, like, it has only gotten bigger. The people that drop off aren't true fans.
Okay. I mean, I can see what you're saying, but it's the same thing as, like, well, the Dixie Chicks were so big, and there were people, like, burning their albums, and, you know, which I saw several people on Facebook and Twitter saying, you know, I've been a fan. I just crushed all your CDs. You know?
They were in Texas talking about George Bush.
Who?
The Dixie Chicks.
No, they were in England when that happened.
Oh, I thought they were in Texas.
No.
No, they said we're ashamed to be from Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. They referenced the state. Like, you don't mess with Texas. Like, that's a saying that's been around for much longer than the Dixie Chicks.
Right. But that's the same thing of saying you don't mess with the NRA. Yeah.
I haven't. Have you seen any like statistics when it comes to Eric's like followers falling off?
No, because that's why I'm waiting to see what the next. Because he's not on tour. He doesn't have a new album out
October.
Yet in October. Well, so we'll wait and mm-hmm. see how that goes.
We'll see
for then. That was my question.
In my opinion, mm-hmm. if his stock drops a little bit and he can play the Rose, I'm down.
Oh, I can see that. You didn't be like, hey, my man's at a better.
He's back in the road. He's in the road. I don't have to go to the Pepsi Center.
I can get up close and personal.
But I'm sure he'll be fine.
I remember going to go in the Wayback Machine when my band that we had here, we got to open for Rascal Flatts at Fiddler's Green.
And they kicked him off their tour.
They did.
It was right after he was too long and too loud. Too loud. And we wonder why Rascal Flatts is no longer relevant. Sorry, guys.
Oh, if they hear this.
I'm sure they're avid fans of the Wrinkled Sheets podcast.
Well, you know, people always say that. I listen to other podcasts and they go, if you're listening, I always wonder if somebody doesn't.
Stumbles upon.
Or send it to them. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Somebody like, well, they should hear it. They should hear this. They should hear what they're. Have you ever listened to any of your podcasts where they've heard somebody else go, hey, I just heard that such and such listened and we got criticized or.
No. I know that like one of the podcasts that I listen to is pretty popular and they'll be like, please don't tag so-and-so in this. There's no need. But no, I haven't. But then, like, someone, the bus driver for one of the singers that we like, all of a sudden was like, hey, we listened to you on the bus. I was like, holy muffin. Thankfully, we've never said anything bad. Well, I haven't. I've never said anything about that bad about that artist. I don't want to name drop.
I don't think I've said anything bad about that artist either.
I'm pretty sure you may have because you got annoyed with me and my fanaticness. Well, is that a word?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and you can see that I might be right.
Yeah, maybe. But but they still obviously still listen or did listen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I haven't heard from him in a while. If you're a bus driver for a famous celebrity, if you're still listening,
right?
Hit us up.
DM, we don't want, we DM, don't want to please.
We don't want to drop names or get us in trouble.
No.
But sometimes when I tweet about people or write a joke about
Remember when you tweeted about Josh Grayson and you didn't even at him?
I know. And then he came back at me.
And I was like, oh, yeah. My world.
Yeah. And that has happened a couple times when I've written a joke or a tweet about somebody and thinking, I'm just putting it out there. Then somebody else will put it to them. Like, they write underneath it with at their name. Like, you know, you don't
Thanks,
have
to. Thanks, Tattly Tell.
Yeah,
Tattly Tell. So please don't do that. If we talk bad about somebody, don't be atting them.
They don't need to know. We're just having fun. It's just a podcast.
Right. Oh, look.
So what are some of your topics that you have?
Okay, I'll get off the Facebook Live so I don't know what people are saying.
Oh, you don't have to do that. That's why I set up your computer.
I got to say, can we talk about something before I start talking about my articles? So I have a time off. Boom. I have a time off work coming up next week.
Uh-huh.
I'm off Friday through the 15th.
Uh-huh.
To go back to the place where my roots are to do things.
You're going home.
Family.
Just say it. You're going home.
I don't want to call it home. This is home. But like, I'm not looking forward to it. So it made me like, I almost Instagram storied it, but then I ended up just tweeting it because no one really pays attention to me on Twitter. Because sometimes I just need to get things off my chest.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, sometimes time off work is not vacation. Time off work is just obligation.
I saw that.
And
I was like, I was wondering what that was about.
And then I followed it up with, if you think it's whining, it's probably whining. You know, something like, if you have to ask if it's whining, ..
Is that one of those sub-tweets or whatever they...
No, I think I sub-tweeted my tweet because I did my tweet. And then right after I was like, if you have to ask if it's whining, .. I sub-tweeted my own tweet.
Okay.
So, But have you ever felt like that?
Yeah. Like, well, that's one of the reasons I went home just recently myself.
Did you feel like I'm about to
No, because I want to go home. I always want to go. I wish I could do it more. I wish I could go visit my mom.
I love my parents, but I'm okay.
Yeah, but I work so much that my time off, I feel like I should come home to you. But then I feel like, well,
I'm not selfish. I'm all about sharing. Your family has had you more than I have.
Do other people feel that way? Do you feel like when you're making your plans, like, I should go see mom and dad, or I should go see my brother who I haven't seen in 2 years?
Our situation is not typical, babe.
But I think there's other people that do that.
Yeah.
That everybody moves away.
I'm sure.
In this day and age, everybody moves away in some way.
Right.
It's not like you're just down the street
but
like it used to be.
Not everyone has the issue where, oh, do I go home and spend time with my wife or do I go see my parents? Like, because you travel so much,
and that's not where I was going with that. My point was, you have to make that decision. Do I want to go on vacation?
Oh, do I want to go to Hawaii with Steve, or do I want to go to Missouri with the fam family?
Right, like other people will do that. You know, they're going to go, do I want to go on vacation,
or
do I need to go see the family because it's been a year?
My typical rotation is every other year I go back to Missouri. I talk to my parents so much. Like, I talk to my father every 6 out of 7 days of the week. I talk to my mother 2 to 3 days of the week.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like we have that communication. Like, I don't feel like I'm lacking in that relationship.
Uh-huh. But as your parents are still, they're younger too. And I think as your parents get older, you think, I have left less time. I probably should do this as much as possible. You know, that rotation thing gets a little more like, well, if I wait another 6 months, it might be too long. If I wait another 6 months, it might be too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you think, I am just spreading myself.
But we have two totally different situations, you and I.
True.
And I think that when I go back home, it's not the hang, have the Shipley's kolaches, maybe do a little bit of work for my mom, go to Galveston. Like, I have actually physical labor in front of me that I'm not sure I can do. I'm looking at my body going, I don't know that I can do this. Can I hire some, like,
anybody?
Minimum wage workers to, like, come
tried
in?
Tried to be all PC there for a second, didn't you? You weren't even sure what word. That's what political correctness has done. You don't even
HR.
Know what words I'm supposed to say anymore. What? I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to. Can I hire somebody? What, $5? I don't know what the words are.
Minimum wage. But, yeah, like, so my childhood home, it's been lived in for 34 years,
mm-hmm.
33 years. And it's to the point where it needs to not be lived in anymore. And so my father is moving into an apartment, and then it's my job to help him find out what to do with this house. It's a house. Like, I've never had to do anything like this before, and I'm only there
it's
for 5
real
days.
Adulting. We've gone full circle back to, I hate adulting.
Yes, so
maybe Winnie the Pooh will show up. Is there a tree by the house that he might just walk out of?
I don't do drugs, so no. He will not be popping out. Anyway, so that's been heavy on my heart. Because I do feel bad about feeling like, I don't want to do this. And then, crap, it's a week away. But you don't understand. I bet there's people out there that
I understand. Because that was the same thing when I went back to Texas. I went back to help my mom, my brother, and my sister because my mom's house flooded with Hurricane Harvey last year.
Right.
And it's been 1 year, and the house was supposed to have been finished. Mm-hmm. That week that I went back mm-hmm. was to help them move everything out of storage back into the house. But the week before – well, not even the week. The days before I got there, the contractor had to have emergency knee surgery.
Poor guy. Is he doing okay?
I haven't talked to my sister, so I don't know. Oh. But the house wasn't finished.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we could do, move some stuff around. And that's why I had time to go to Galveston because it was meant to be a work week.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So that's the other. We're all involved in some kind of situation that we really don't want to be.
Freaking A. I just want to be on a paddleboard in the middle of the lake on a calm, sunshine, 85 degree day.
Do you? Now, we were talking about Hawaii.
Calm, sunshine, 85 degree day.
Well, we were talking about that. Remember going to Hawaii? Is that the kind of vacation you...
Not
beautiful.
Anymore.
Okay, listen.
It's expensive?
Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Kristen Porter was relaxing on a floaty in Waikiki, Hawaii last week when she felt something sharp pierce her foot. Wincing in pain, Porter pulled her foot out from the water and saw a terrifying sight. I knew immediately it was something bad, and it wasn't just like a fish nibble. So I pulled my foot into the air, and there was blood everywhere. Porter of Annapolis, Maryland, told KHON-TV Thursday, with the help of her son and fellow beachgoers, she hobbled to shore to examine the mysterious wound. Once on land, a lifeguard observed several gashes on her foot, telling her the marks appeared to be made by a giant eel bite.
I have a question.
What?
Where in Hawaii was she?
Waikiki.
Fudge. Like, near the shorebird?
Doesn't say. It just says floating around Waikiki.
An eel?
Yeah, it was a giant eel.
You need some unagi in your life, lady.
They said
you
that she thought it was a shark bite.
Yeah.
But I've never heard. I mean, I've heard of eels coming out of the rocks.
So let's just stay here at the Aurora Reservoir. I don't know.
The Waikiki Aquarium director who examined the photo of the injury told the TV station he also believes it was an eel bite, though they are extremely rare,
mm-hmm.
especially at Kuhio Beach, mm-hmm. which isn't particularly rocky. So it's not something you really have to worry about when we go back to Hawaii. But I thought, isn't that one of those typical, that would be one of the things that would happen to me. Because I always feel like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me.
You know what happens to me is I'm sitting in the ocean in my floaty and a turtle pops up.
That's what I'm saying. Life. That's what you get. You get right. The turtle pop up. I'd get bit by something. It's like when I was a kid. Everybody swims in the pond, swims in the lake. I jump in, almost cut a toe off on a broken bottle.
Ouch.
It's that kind of, you know, my luck has always sort of been like that. When I had the, you know, mm-hmm. like nose surgery. Oh, you're supposed to be well in a month. 3 months later, I'm still blowing blood. No, it's some people take longer than a, like, yes.
Everyone's different.
Yes, because that is my luck, you know.
Right. No, I totally get that. Another thing about going on vacation is it's getting harder and harder for me to leave our pets.
Uh-huh.
Because they provide such comfort to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how long, kind of back to the parent thing. I don't know how long we're going to be blessed with our pets.
Well, you never know. Dogs could live 15 years or 16, 17. It's like we've got lucky with Moon Pie.
I just need Butterfly to live 28. Is that too much to ask?
We need to start looking into some kind of stem cell medicine, rejuvenation.
She's just the perfect dog. She is the perfect dog for me. She's a cat dog. She's like more like a cat than a dog.
Uh-huh.
But she cuddles like a dog.
She'll get right up behind your head and turn upside down and be laying on her back right behind you.
Scratch me. Love me. And we do this baby talk game. Like, I was feeling like crap. I think it was the Sunday after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were supposed to go paddleboarding and it was horrible weather when we woke up. So I had to cancel. And I was like, you know, this freaking sucks. I was downright cranky. I'm like, just going to do laundry. Just going to clean the house. Just going to not talk to my husband because I'm mad at the world. And then, like, Butterfly comes up. And I'm like, hey, Bebo. And she's just like,
she changed
it all
your world.
Up.
She changed.
And like, we like played together for like 10 minutes. And I found this article that dog speak is important for bonding with your pet. And I feel like that.
Dog speak.
We'll break that down
okay.
in a minute.
All right.
And I feel like that has helped Butterfly and I. Like, I don't think you really did dog speak with Butterfly before me. Like, the Butterfly, Butter Baby, Butter Boop,
no,
Boop.
No, I did not.
I'm all about the bees. But
Butter Baby.
Butternut, Butter Boo. And she freaking loves it. Where is she?
She's sitting at the top of the stairs. She doesn't want to come down for whatever reason.
It's dark. So scientists have shown that the way we speak to our canine friends is important in relationship building between pet and owner, similar to the way that baby talk is to bonding between a baby and an adult. So I didn't even know that baby talk was something that's important. Hold on. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. We have a severe thunderstorm warning until 9:30. That happened the last time we podcast. So if the hail and stuff starts, I'm
like, oh, yeah, because the last time we were hearing all that and you were distracted by watching the hail.
Yes, I can't see outside because it's dark. But anyway, back to your regularly scheduled program. Scientists at the University of York have shown that the way we speak to our canine friends is important. A speech interaction experiments between adult dogs and humans showed that so-called dog speak improves attention and may help humans to socially bond with their pets. Previous studies on communicating with dogs had suggested that talking in a high-pitched voice with exaggerated emotion, just as adults do with babies, improved engagement with puppies. Boom! I did this without even knowing!
So you have to talk just like a... It's not trying to talk like a dog. You're not trying to roof, 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 roof. Or give it
no.
like bark, bark.
But a baby, but a boo, but a boo.
Oh, that just makes her go like this.
She just gets all crazy. Gets on her back, and you know, like when a dog gets on their back, that's a sign of trust.
Yeah,
because their stomach is like they're sensitive.
They're guarded. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think we should start saving up to have her cloned then?
I don't even know, because personality isn't something you clone. It's all the genetics and stuff. So I feel like we just need to save our pennies to then
just
get
keep
another
her alive.
Teacup poodle.
Well, if you cloned her, it would look exactly like
her. Yeah, but that's really expensive. Well, who did it? Like, didn't Barbara Streisand do that?
Somebody famous did
it
just
recently.
She
has a lot of money.
Yeah.
We don't. So,
well, if we win the lottery, we will get the dog cloned. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay.
In the meantime, we should be saving up our pennies to maybe adopt another teacup poodle.
Or American Eskimo.
I really like the teacup.
I really like American Eskimos.
I'm here more than you.
Oh. Playing that card, huh? Okay. All right, I see how this...
Maybe American Eskimo, but they have to be cuddly. Moon Pie wasn't cuddly.
No, the other ones were.
But I didn't
But you didn't know them.
Them.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, she heard her. She's barking.
Okay.
She heard it.
So you...
Are you going to go get her?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, I will talk to... Actually, I will try to find the next story. Don't move so fast.
I ran today. I'm so...
She's running to get the dog while the podcast is going... let's see, I've got a story here about Yellowstone, but is anybody else watching Yellowstone? That is my new favorite show that is on right now. It's the Kevin Costner show, Yellowstone, on the Paramount Channel, and it's kind of a modern-day cowboys and Indian story, and it's been really good so far, and we had an episode that was recorded this week that we haven't got around to watch, and I've got to leave tomorrow. And should I watch the Yellowstone episode while I'm gone, or should I wait until I get back? Are you not into it as much? Or?
No, I will watch it.
Oh, you watch it here?
Yes, it'll give me permission to watch it.
Because I think that I can watch it on the DirecTV app on my iPad.
Well, let me know, and if you do, that'll give me the green light to watch it, because
okay.
I really like Yellowstone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the reason I brought that up while you were gone, I brought up the show, but I found this story about a Yellowstone tourist caught on video making the ill-advised decision to taunt a bison. A tourist in Yellowstone National Park thought it'd be a good idea to taunt a bison. The man escaped serious injury only because the bison made the decision to walk away. I was definitely worried about him, said Lindsay Jones, who shot the video of the encounter. She told this to Inside Edition. I was truly nervous that he was going to throw him in the air. I was really scared for the guy. I thought this is going to end really bad. The unidentified tourist looks to be about 5 foot 10 inches tall and weighs maybe 175 pounds compared to the bison that is 6 foot tall, 9 inches high, and weighs over 2,000 pounds.
Holy muffin. Imagine if that one accidentally fell on you.
As the man who taunted the bison, the Park Service says, they called the incident reckless, dangerous, and illegal. Park officials said they have been at least 4 injuries at Yellowstone involving animals this year, including a woman who was gored by a bison in June. So, would you ever... I know you wouldn't. There's no way you wouldn't. But
I'm
if you're
the
listening,
biggest scaredy
would you,
cat ever.
Because they have a video. Like, would you get in front of a bison and just be, what kind of idiot does? I think those are the people that
were dropped on their heads.
The Darwin
as children?
Darwin Award kind of things.
What does that mean?
The idiot. You get the idiots. The Darwin Awards.
Oh,
the thinning of the herd. The strong survive. You've never heard the Darwin Award? They're presented every year.
There's an actual award for being dumb?
Yeah. There's a thing called they get the Darwin Award for the worst, stupidest
actions.
You should
submit
actions
my car key situation.
That
was pretty dumb. When I was trying to hide my car key, we talked about this on the podcast.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah. She tried, for those new to the podcast, and since you brought it up, she tried to hide her car keys in the grill of the car while we were going to go on the lake, and she pushed them a little too far.
And
it fell into
the
bumper.
Car and
it
the
fell
bumper.
Into the bumper, which is hollow.
And it was... Thankfully, Steve's got some massive strength and was like, pop, 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 and it popped.
I was able to get the keys out. But mm-hmm. you would have... Had I not been there, you would have had to call a wrecker or... What would you... Honestly, what would you have done?
I would have cried.
Would you? Who would you have called?
Probably you.
I'm out of town. All right, I'm out of town. What would you have done?
I don't have any, like masculine friends. All my friends are girls, which is how it should be. But I don't know who I would call.
You don't call a wrecker service or?
I guess that's a part of our insurance and a part of my cell phone service. So I maybe would call
it them. It would have taken you a while. But obviously, from this conversation, I see it would have taken you a while to even get that far down the logical.
I maybe would have called your son and he would have been like,
I don't know.
Then his wife would have been like, this is what you need to do, Janet, because she's the one that gets things done. And that's why I love Ashley. But yes, speaking of animals, this week there was a bear that locked himself in a car in Conifer. And this is not the first time this has happened.
At that car or that people?
No, like in the area, a bear locking themselves in a car. Can you imagine me? I get up pretty early to go work out. I'm trying to leave the house by like 4:30. Imagine me going out to the car and being like, whoa.
All right. You got to go back, though. Who leaves their car unlocked? And how does a bear figure out how to open? I mean, I'm sure they start pulling on stuff.
So I'm going to read the story. A Colorado sheriff's office is reminding residents to Goldilock their cars after a bear locked itself.
Goldilock. I got it.
After a bear locked itself in a vehicle and had to be rescued. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that deputies responded to a location in Conifer where a resident discovered a bear had gotten into their car and closed itself inside the vehicle. The post included a video of deputies using a rope to open a door and free the bear from a safe distance. The Sheriff's Office said it was the second incident of a bear locking itself in a vehicle in the past week. So please make sure you Goldilock your car to keep both thieves and bears from... So just lock your car. Just lock your car.
But nobody thinks a bear is going to get into
But, like, there are thieves that are just, like, walking around neighborhoods checking.
Speaking of thieves, I saved this for you. I knew you would love this.
Shoot.
This is for you. You want to take any kind of guess about what it might be about? Just take a guess about.
Miranda?
No. Missouri.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I do have to... We were talking about Missouri today at work, and I'm like, you know, it's just so sad, all the drugs and blah, blah, blah. And Kate's like, what are you talking about? My friend Kate from Bulgaria, who has no knowledge of Missouri. She's like, when are you going to take me to Missouri? I was like, you really don't want to do that. It's a great place to be from. Okay, go ahead.
That was the end of that point of that?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you had, like, there was no, and then I told her this, and, okay. Okay.
I don't have to have reasons for the words.
Man in custody after beating his girlfriend's children and making them eat shoes.
Where was this in Missouri?
They eat shoes.
Wait, what town?
In Missouri. Okay. A man, let's find this area.
Don't be bringing stuff up without knowing the details.
Oh, I got the details right here. It just went away. Missouri police said James Hayes Jr., 48, was in custody Thursday, charged with 3 counts of felony child abuse. Fox 4 Kansas City alleged whichever of the 3 kids ate most of the shoe got a real breakfast.
Where in Missouri?
That's what it hasn't said yet. Hayes' girlfriend told the station she has tried to escape dozens of times. Last week, she knocked over Hayes and ran with the kids to the neighbor's house.
The neighbor's house, right next door. He can't find you next door.
The children, 8, 9, and 12, were forced to do jumping jacks, spanked with a spatula.
I was spanked with a spatula.
Me too. I was spanked with a spatula. Family reportedly became concerned when the children's aunt took them to a local area hospital. Oh, wait. Now it says continue reading. I hate when it does that.
I want to know what city.
Hayes is reportedly being held on $1 million bond. It does not say in this
That's rude. Well, he's not related to Jason Hayes, according to our Facebook Live. Jason says no relation.
Okay, because that's all it says. Missouri, one day ago, Missouri man. Those are the key words.
Well, then, so, I don't believe it.
Could it be somewhere around Kansas City, since it's Kansas City, Fox 4? Or is that just covers the whole area?
It could be around Kansas City, which I'm from Southwest, so I claim no relation to Kansas City.
Okay. Because
Because
we ran into your friend Bishop.
We didn't run in. We made plans to hang out with Bishop.
Right.
Which I went to college with him.
Yeah, but we were all talking about how you like everybody thinks Missouri is, and he's like, it is. It is. That's why I don't even really want to go back.
There's good places, good people in Missouri, but it does get a bad rap. And, okay, the area where Bishop and I lived was where Winterbone was based out of.
I know.
So, that's not all of Missouri.
That's just the hill country.
And we both worked in a bar, which is where you see the lowlifes of the world. And not like a tourist bar in Branson. It was the like
dive.
It was the Cheers of Branson.
Yeah.
Like where everyone.
Yeah. Like that the story, like the stories he was telling us at dinner about, you know, just the things that you would see of the people that would come into that bar. And so I saw the story and I was, Missouri, I have got to save this for Janet. So, all right, everybody, Missouri is not like this at all.
Well, it is, but you know, Indiana has pigs that are like superheroes. Yeah, there's a pet pig that is credited with foiling an Indiana home burglary.
What?
Yeah, police said an attempted burglary in an Indiana home was foiled by an unusual guard animal. It wasn't a gold, like...
It was Arnold the pig!
It was a pet pig. Yes, investigators said thieves broke into an Indianapolis home through the back door this week, but they left empty-handed after apparently being confronted by Dumplin' the pig.
Dumplin' the pig?
Dumplin'. There's
Dumplin'.
No G at the end.
Oh, it's just Dumplin'.
Yeah.
Okay. Dumplin'.
The officers were guessing when the person broke in, they were probably surprised, I have a pig, and were like, we don't want to deal with this. The homeowner who did not want to be identified. The cop was like, we definitely think they got in, made it to where Dumplin' was, and thought, nope, we don't want to be a part of this.
Oh my goodness.
Becky, look at her butt.
This is so weird.
Big.
This is so weird.
What?
You were talking about Dumplin' with no G? Dumplin' with no G. The story that I have saved, and I had not read this yet. I just saved. Wow, this is so weird.
We're on the same level.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I love her.
Discussing her upcoming movie, Dumplin'.
Uh-oh. That's weird. Is it about a pig?
No. Oh. The actress plays an ex-pageant queen. Her talent would be, she prepares in a beauty contest in real life, claims that she has no talent. But she was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about a margarita. She has the special margarita that she uses.
What's the recipe?
Well, that's what I was going, because
you know, Miranda.
It's a diet. It's a diet margarita.
Well, yeah, Miranda did the whole like vodka with like Crystal Light.
Uh-huh.
It was like a Miranda-rita or something back in the day.
She says that it's barely a recipe, but proceeds to share her knowledge with the world nonetheless.
Share the freaking knowledge.
It's
Come
basically
on, babe.
Silver tequila with lime juice over the rocks, says the former Friends star. It is a cleaner margarita. You use no sugar, no mixes, no agave. I don't like sweet drinks. And apparently,
so it's just tequila on the rocks?
It's tequila. Yeah, I guess basically with lime juice.
Okay.
So lime juice. No mixes, no sugar, no...
I guess I would need to know the definition of margarita. But what does that have to do with her new movie?
Well, that she was on the show to promote the movie.
Oh.
And she was just saying, they were talking about her healthy and diet and all that stuff.
She's beautiful.
And so that was her diet margarita.
Mmm. Speaking of alcohol, I went all of July without drinking.
Dry July.
Yeah, dry July.
You made it. What do you think? What did you think?
It was good. Like, I did like the effects on my body. Like, it felt like my stomach definitely was a little bit less bloated. I don't know if that's all the alcohol. I think it's also exercise and
diet.
I know,
it's a combo, but there's definitely a...
But, yeah, but now it's August 3rd, and I have Malibu and diet, so...
So it's
good.
All over and done. So it's not going to make you change your, like.
I think so. Like, I used to just like come home and be like, give me a Malibu and diet. But tonight I was like, come home, get things done, and then I'm going to have a Malibu and diet with dinner.
Yeah. But do you think you'll still try to cut back some? Or do you think, no, I'm still going to do it the same way? Or do you think, you know, I liked it that way. I like the effect it had on me. I like that I didn't, you know.
I just want to find a balance. I wasn't drinking.
I think that's what I'm asking you. Do you think you'll find a balance now that you've kind of
I don't think I was drinking too much. There were a couple moments where I had
the
events.
Effect of not doing it.
Yes, yes. So maybe like I'll have like a dry September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to know that I can, and it takes it out of the equation of life where it's not even a factor.
Well, didn't you like it?
I liked going to restaurants and my bill was much cheaper.
Much cheaper. But didn't you like it that one, because you had that one day in the middle of dry July that you were like, you were upset about something.
And you weren't and I was texting, I was like, I think I might break dry July. And you were like, why would you do that? And I'm like, you're right. You're right. I'm just going to go home and keep myself busy and get my mind off of what's stressing me out. And
but don't you think in a psychological way, it kind of, that was kind of a good thing to not go, I've had a bad day. I'm just going to have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
To just go,
I agree.
You know, I can handle this on my own.
And what you said, you were like, don't drink alcohol in these situations. You should save it for when you're celebrating things.
Something, having a good
day. Like it's Friday and I'm celebrating Friday.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, we're so gay.
I can't believe that Dumplin' and Dumplin' fell like
two
that.
Two stories.
Just back to back. That is so weird.
So weird.
So weird.
You having a water break?
Mm-hmm. Do you have another story?
I do.
What's yours?
There was a judge that ordered a noisy convict's mouth to be sealed with duct tape.
I heard about that and everybody's going crazy about it.
Why?
I think, you know, if you're being unruly in court and the judge has the right to shut you up, but most of the time, don't they go, get him out of the room?
The convict wouldn't stop interrupting. So Judge John Russo ordered that his mouth be taped over to prevent him from speaking. He warned him to be silent at least 12 times over a 30-minute period.
That's too much.
Too much! He's being sentenced for armed robbery at the time and talked almost continuously during the hearing.
That's somebody that felt entitled.
Mm-hmm.
That's entitled. I don't have to shut up. I know I'm a criminal. Doesn't matter. Well, you can't do nothing to me. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And the judge later said that they had to use a second piece of tape after one piece didn't work.
They should have just wrapped his head, except for his eyes.
Just put a gag. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
You get it? Like,
or they could have used one of those sex toys. So like that,
that's what I was saying. The gag.
That gag ball.
Not that we know anything about that.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Wow. Wow, that got weird. Mom, turn off the Facebook.
Mom, if you're listening to this.
Oh, dear Lord. But yeah. Don't be a loud convict. You're already dumb.
Nobody be loud at all. Did you have fun this podcast?
I did.
Yay. This is the first time in a long
time
we've
Facebook
attempted.
We've done Facebook Live.
We attempted.
Have we ever?
No, we attempted it early in the podcast life a couple times. And we tried too hard to go, what was the question? Let's answer this on the podcast. What is this? What are they asking? And I think that we realized it's too hard to do that. But a lot of people who do podcasts, you've seen them, they'll do the video versions of them.
Yeah.
But they have the camera like right there, like they're doing it to the...
I haven't done my makeup since 6 a.m. this morning. No one wants to be that close right now.
So do you think one time we should do it like kicking and screaming like Jenna and Bodie,
where they like just... We set up the camera there and we get on the same side of the table.
Just talk right to the camera.
I
do. This is better, too, because I think you get the facial, you know, recognition. But they do a lot of this when they do it. You know, they're talking to each other, but then they'll...
Do they still? Has it been a while?
Yeah. No, they got a new one now. Oh. You'll have to check it out. But I like the way when they're talking to each other, you know, like Bodie will turn to the camera and do like, you know, making the face like...
Were you doing that when I was talking?
Not all the time. Don't tell her I was. If anybody's watching this live, don't. All right. Well, thanks for joining us here on the podcast, Wrinkled Sheets.
Share us with your friends.
Share us. That's the only way people find us. You know, I noticed that some of the listenership on my podcast, Remasculate, has dropped down. Like,
because you're not as consistent.
Because I'm not as consistent, and I think
I'm telling you, you and Bishop should have been on a podcast together.
I think. I would love, you think if I called your friend Bishop, he might do a Skype in for a?
I bet he would.
Because he has some stories.
He does, and he has no F's
about
anything.
No, he gives no F's about anything. But you know what? He's one of those people. He's like another friend of mine. He doesn't care who knows it. He doesn't care what people, he doesn't hide anything. And he's also one of those people, you know, people that have good stories is because they put themselves in weird situations.
Yeah, well, you know I don't think he puts himself.
No, you do. If you listen to it, I was at a bar. I was at this. I was carrying my.
Well,
I was,
he works in bars.
But that's your. If you put yourself in those situations. People that have those kinds of stories, like, you know, so I was hitchhiking and this guy picked me up and it turned into. I'm not saying that's his stories, but.
It was 3 a.m. I was walking back to the Christian college I went to and.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I had just left the Improv in Hollywood. It was 3 a.m. and I'm walking down Sunset. People that have those kind of stories.
Right.
Because they're not like.
I'm in bed.
I got off work. I came home. I ate dinner. I farted. I went to bed. You know.
I didn't fart, but I went to bed.
Okay.
But no, I think, you guys are connected. Are you guys connected?
I just followed him on Instagram. Because
direct message him.
I will do that. And give the, if you remember, because I really thought the artwork of the friend of his, and was it your mutual friend? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what that was? Mm-hmm. There was an Instagram page that he said she puts all of her art there, and it was really good, and they were selling the art.
Yes. You need to follow Muddy Wilbury. So it's MuddyWilbury. Mm-hmm. She, I went to college with her, and she was super quiet. She's not a social person, but she is an amazing artist. Did you follow her?
I'm going to. I followed, okay. When I found him, I saw the name, and I forgot. But I remember y'all talking about it, and that pen that he had was, like, really cool artwork.
Yes.
And he said that she was selling that stuff, so.
Yeah. So definitely follow her on the Insta, and it takes you to a YouTube channel, and you'll be able to follow that rabbit hole.
All right. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
You can find us at Wrinkled Sheets, the number one, on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets Podcast on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets on the YouTube. We got a lot of vlogs up lately.
And thanks for listening. Again, share us with your friends. Give us a thumbs up. We're on iTunes. So you know what would be great? If you went over to iTunes and actually wrote a review. Reviews, we never talk about this on this podcast, but I hear other people talk about it. Reviews and rating the podcast moves it up.
Right.
It helps people find you when you review a podcast. Mm-hmm. So any review you guys want to do, any reviews for you guys watching, if you would go to iTunes and just fake a really good review. Just go over there.
Steve's got beautiful hair. You can just talk
just
about his beautiful hair.
Just say I have
hair.
Nice hair and you can hear it through the podcast. Just say his hair is so nice, you can actually hear it through the podcast.
That would be perfect, and Steve would love that. Yeah.
So until next time, we will see you, and
bye. Bye.